fingers crossed for vintage event. With a published roadmap for an easing of the coronavirus restrictions, the Rotary Club of Hebden Bridge have announced they will be doing everything they can to hold their Vintage Weekend this year. The Vintage Weekend is one of the premier events of the Classic and Vintage Car Show calendar. Over the weekend, they would normally welcome 10,000 visitors to Hebden Bridge to enjoy the spectacle of 500 different vehicles on show each day, together with live entertainment, food, market and auto jumble stalls, all located in Calderholmes Park. Rotary President Peter Haig, in making the announcement, said, "We will be making a final decision in May as to whether the event can go ahead, but having had to cancel it last year, we have been receiving numerous requests for information from entrants and the public alike, hence this announcement today. If it does go ahead, we know it will have a very different look. We would need to limit the number of entrants and visitors and make it a totally pre-booked ticket event. These limits and the spacing out of vehicles, monitoring of social distancing and hygiene practices would comply with the government restrictions in force at the time. The event normally raises tens of thousands of pounds, which the Rotary Club then gives back out in grants. Since 2007, they have first raised and then given away in grants nearly £500,000. They are just £40,000 short of reaching that fantastic figure, and we're hoping to raise that amount this year from their online Easter Monday duck race and the Vintage Weekend." Mr. Haig added, "It's not just about raising much needed money for charities and good causes, or even giving the entrants and visitors a smashing day out and something to look forward to after so long in lockdown. It's also about bringing income to other cafes, restaurants, pubs, shops and businesses in the town, who rely so heavily on income from visitor events such as this. With that said, if we don't feel we can safely stage the event in a way that totally complies with relevant restrictions and guidelines, we won't hold it this year and we'll bring it back with a bang in 2022 instead. We will be publishing regular updates on our website, www.hebdenbridge-vintageweekend.org.uk, and on our social media pages to keep people informed."